Finding creative solutions to employment is always the aim. And thanks in part to the generous donations of supporters of the Western Wheel Cares, the Foothills Advocacy in Motion, FAIM, Society was able to help entrepreneurs get small business ideas off the ground. I had this idea, especially in light of the pandemic and the shutdown of businesses and as they reopen many of the people we work with lost their jobs, said Jerry McCallum, executive director at FAIM. Often, the individuals that we support have entry-level positions, so some have lost theirs and some have got them back. But what we wanted to do was create an employment bursary for people that we work with. I was able to take the money we got from the Wheel Cares Foundation last year and use that to add seed money for individuals that we work with. FAIM, which has branches in Okotoks, High River and Strathmore, promotes inclusion and employment opportunities for persons with developmental disabilities. With the seed money, FAIM clients were given the opportunity to present business ideas. McCallum estimated 10 entrepreneurs took advantage of the program last year, with small businesses ranging from a 3D printing operation out of Okotoks, a knitting business out of High River, with another client creating and selling walking sticks. Not all of us like to start our own business, but certainly some people do that we work with, McCallum added. We had some people come forward and put a request into our bursary panel, and that panel is made up of a couple board members and myself and one of my managers here. We didn't say no to one request. Anyone that applied was able to access some funds. Expressing the gift of Wheel Cares was able to help FAIM in many ways over the past 12 months. McCallum added he would love to continue on with this venture and support entrepreneurism. As more people get wind of it, it's more of a, I can do this, I can do that, McCallum said. That's what we're hoping to do. It's been a challenging year at FAIM plugging away through the pandemic, with McCallum adding that fortunately no one from the agency fell seriously ill. Fundraisers have also been difficult to go forward with. The annual FAIM High River Half Marathon was scaled back to a 5K, 10K event while all of its other major events were postponed. Not only does that impact the bottom line, but it takes away opportunities for FAIM to raise awareness of what it does in the community, McCallum added. As we've reopened our branches, we're having an issue with staffing, he said. And being able to replenish our staff pool, so that's been something that's maybe been a bit of a surprise to us. I feel right now it's an employee's market and it seems like there's jobs out there for people and maybe we're competing with a few other companies that way, but we're very pleased with where we're going and we think 2022 is going to be a great year for everybody as more jobs open up for all of us. So I'm more hopeful than anything. The 2021 Western Wheel Cares campaign will benefit 7 organizations: Foothills Advocacy in Motion Society, Foothills Country Hospice, Inclusion Foothills, Okotoks Food Bank, Pound Rescue, Rowan House Society and Sheep River Health Trust. The 2020 campaign exceeded expectations with a record $71,379.65 raised, bringing the total raised over the 9 years to $414,282. This year's Wheel Cares campaign runs November 1 to December 31. To donate to Western Wheel Cares, mail checks to Box 150, Okotoks A Flat, T1S2A2, or click here for a PayPal donation link. As well, you can drop by to the Wheel office at 9 McRae Street, from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., closed from noon to 1 p.m. for lunch.